Welcome. I hope you're having a festive day. You are listening to Provisions and Libations, and I'm your host, Robin Bogue, on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. Today's topic is Battle of the Bars, and my guests are Team Adam and Steve and their entire crew. Team Adam and Steve created a great event to raise funds for their upcoming AIDS Lifecycle Ride this summer. I attended their event to see what it was all about. Listen along as we interviewed the riders, the participating bars, the food truck, and find out what specialty cocktail won the most purchases. Will it be the Blood Orange Socatini from Larkin Sparrow or Taste the Rainbow from Naughty Oak? The most winningest cocktail sold that night is interpreted as the jersey that they will wear on their backs, Team Adam and Steve and Jeremy, as they ride through the Central Coast, mainly Santa Maria, California. They will actually have the most winningest cocktails bars jersey on their bodies as they ride through for the event. So that's what's kind of fun and interesting about this event and why it was so important to try to make the most money, because it's such a great honor to have.
Today, we are live at Battle of the Bars. I'm with Crystal Heavener. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are at the fundraiser for Team Adam and Steve. The competition spans 4 hours of guests imbibing on drinks, specialty cocktails, and meals from the food trucks participating in this epic event. Crystal, what is our goal today?
Today, our goal is to raise money for the AIDS Lifecycle that three of them will be participating in June. Though this event is only 4 hours, their ride will last for 7 days, from San Francisco all the way down to LA. Stay tuned for more information.
So I'm here right now with Steve from Team Adam and Steve. So Steve, tell me, what is the AIDS Lifecycle?
Thanks so much for asking. The AIDS Lifecycle is a 545-mile charity bike ride from San Francisco to LA. It's put on as a benefit to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the LA LGBT Center. It takes over 2,000 riders, 545 miles down the coast, fully supported. It's a great time, it's a great cause, and we love the space.
We are here with Steve again. Steve, can you let me know and all the listeners know how to donate directly to your cause for people who did not make it to the event today?
Of course, yeah. We would love all the support we can get. Our team page is giving.aidslifecycle.org/team/7109. You go to that site, you'll see my name, Jeremy, Adam, and all of our fundraising goals and information, and you can donate right there on the site.
Perfect. There you have it. So here we are with Team Adam and Steve, and we have the co-founder, Adam Hughes. Who came up with this idea of this great event for Battle of the Bars?
Yeah, last year it was just Steve and I, and we did a block party battle with Naughty Oak, the defending champion, and Old Town Wine and Brew. And this year we wanted to incorporate new challengers and support local businesses, support Orchid, and Larkin Sparrow took up the mantle and decided they wanted to throw their hat in the ring for this one.
Yeah, so how has this event grown?
I mean, massively. Like, we have such huge support here in Orchid. The team has been, like, so proud to just represent this area and this community. And people have shown up repeatedly to all the events, asking when our next event is. And tonight's just been a huge success. Like, lots of people, lots of new friends, lots of old friends. So
yes, I agree that we've been to both bars and seeing the turnout at both of them has been amazing. Who designed your t-shirts?
Well, that would have to be me. I'll take credit for it. The Naughty Oak one just kind of flew together last year because they have great logos, great artwork. Then as we've gotten to know the Larkin Sparrow team and all of their fantastic artwork, we're like, how can we incorporate the personality of Larkin Sparrow into these?
So for our listeners, describe the t-shirts. And then if you would like to see the t-shirt designs, go to eatdrinkandbemerry.online. But describe for our listeners what the t-shirts are.
So the Naughty Oak one, I'll start with. That one features Norm the Squirrel. That's their logo. It's artistic. Has B beer symbols like hops and grains and things all over it. It's the green and white colors of Naughty Oak and stylized wording. The Larkin Sparrow one features a piece of art that's prominently displayed in Larkin Sparrow of a woman raising her shirt, exposing her breasts. but we've tastefully placed our team logo over as pasties, basically, to cover them, so it's appropriate to ride down the highway with them.
Yes.
The back has the Larkin Sparrow jersey, logo, and their phrase, I guess you'd say, their slogan of "Don't let the bastards get you down" in Latin.
Yes. Which is here in the bar.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of painting that they've got prominently displayed as well. So definitely has their personality. Mm-hmm. Both of the logos, both the shirts feature the Santa Maria Chamber as they are key sponsors to us. We're very proud to represent working on these shirts.
You. Who do you personally think is going to win this battle?
Well, for sure, Team Adam and Steve is winning. Okay. His life cycle is winning. I mean, this is a huge great success answer. Regardless. I don't know. I think it's going to be a pretty good showing. I mean, both have things up their sleeves. There's some good donations coming in on both, and there's some impassioned supporters of both establishments.
So do you think you're going to wear both jerseys when you do the ride like you did last year, or is this a secret?
It's a secret. I think let's see how it goes tonight.
Yes, I agree. So at the end of this segment, we will list who the winner was for the most funds raised for tonight. And then as a follow-up on my website and your website, what is your website?
Our Instagram is Team Adam and Steve, or at Team Adam and Steve, and that has a link in bio. It's not very user-friendly, but has all the information on our upcoming fundraisers, how to donate directly to the team, or just follow us and see our journey.
Yeah, and we'll list what jerseys they're wearing and where they're wearing and all of that. Yes, I think everything that Adam said is spot on. And I'm excited to see what bar actually wins this battle. We want to see if the defending champions come back as Naughty Oak or if Larkin Sparrow come in and slide for the win.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
We're here with Willie, the owner of Culture Food Truck. So I asked him a question. So Willie, how did you get involved with Team Adam and Steve, and what are your goals tonight in supporting Team Adam and Steve?
So we were lucky enough to already be scheduled for tonight before the event was scheduled. So they reached out to us on Instagram, and we were happy to donate 10% of our profits tonight to the Team Adam and Steve and tonight's event.
Well, that was very generous of you. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, no problem.
So what kind of food do you make in your food truck?
So we have smash burgers, and we offer two different award-winning mac and cheeses that we got awards for at the Beach Mac and Cheese Festival. And we've also got like loaded fries and tots, all with smash burgers and smash patties and loaded up with
that
good stuff.
That sounds delicious.
Perfect pairing for Naughty Oak.
Oh my God.
With what they offer.
Beer and burgers. What more?
Beer and smash burgers. Yeah. Combination.
Yes. Add a little beer cheese on that, and you got an award-winning burger.
Our bacon Swiss queso. It's one of our best sellers. That's a bacon cheeseburger with bacon habanero jam and the bacon Swiss queso.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
So we're here at Larkin Sparrow with Jonna, one of the owners, and I'm curious how you came up with the craft cocktail that you made for tonight.
Well, our craft cocktail for tonight is a blood orange sake tini. The reason why we chose it is because blood oranges are in season right now, and they are so delicious. We usually get our blood oranges at the Orchid Farmers Market that's on Tuesdays in front of CPS. And Michaela, the other owner, my wife, our favorite cocktail is a blood orange gin and tonic. Ooh. And so we wanted to kind of play on that a little bit. And because we can't sell hard alcohol, we decided we were going to throw some sake in it and some edible glitter and just make it fabulous.
What a fun twist.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have to admit, it's pretty
delicious.
Thank you.
I also saw that there's some edible tasty treats in there.
Yes.
What's
going on? So I decided that tonight I was going to bake some sweet treats to sell all of the proceeds from the sale of those. It's donation based. It's going straight to Team Adam and Steve to help support them. I am a baker, and I'm preparing to open my own bakery.
Yes.
Coffee shop very soon. More details on that, but it's going to be called Butter and Bean.
Love that.
So follow me on Insta.
But also,
I met Jonna working at Starbucks back in the day. So we go way back. This is your forte.
Yes, it's something that I love to do. And I wanted to get back into it for a while. And so, I'm going to have that opportunity really soon.
How exciting.
You're living the dream.
I am living the dream.
I love this for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're here with Emily from Naughty Oak, and she's going to tell us about their craft cocktail that they created for Team Adam and Steve's fundraiser tonight.
So we wanted to do a summery, refreshing drink, so we went with blueberry lemonade and gummy bears for color, and of course some glitter to make it, fabulous. And then, it's good. It's fresh and fun and purple, and
it's delicious. I think you all should come in and ask for one. And the garnishes on it are quite appealing.
And the proceeds go to Adam and Steve, to the Team Life Cycle, or Adam and Steve.
Yeah. So we're here with our final rider from Team Adam and Steve, Jeremy. So Jeremy, tell us, what inspired you to want to be a part of this ride?
So last year I helped Adam and Steve get up to San Francisco to get it all started, and just the passion involved in the whole program and doing something bigger than yourself, it's really an awesome thing to see and to witness, and being a part of it just is a huge deal.
What are you most excited for?
Getting started so that we can actually get on the road. The lead up fundraising has been a huge challenge, but getting it done and getting on the road is going to be a huge
experience. What are you most nervous for?
Getting started and getting on the road, especially that 110-mile day.
Well, it's a big endeavor that you have in front of you, but I personally, as all three of your guys' friends, I'm very proud of all three of you for persevering and getting through all of the training that you've done, and I can't wait to see your successes throughout the journey.
Thank you.
As you can see, this was a very dynamic event, and it had a lot of moving parts. There were so many people, and being able to go from one bar to the next bar and back and forth, and the weather was beautiful, and we were able to just walk through the town and enjoy ourselves. It was such a great night. I'm so glad that we were able to be there and participate. I loved both drinks. They both had glitter, so you can never go wrong with edible glitter. And finally, the big reveal of Battle of the Bars. Earning the most money during their four-hour event is, drumroll please, Larkin Sparrow with their Blood Orange Socketini. With that, congratulations. Your jersey will be worn as the team rides through Santa Maria with your company logo and your artwork on their backs. And if you'd like to see a picture of their jersey, please visit my website at eatdrinkandbemerry.online for more information and photos. Congratulations, Jonna and Michaela. Your jersey will be riding through town. Congratulations to Team Adam and Steve. You created this phenomenal event, and I'm sure it's going to get bigger and bigger as the years go by. And I wish you the best of luck on your ride. If you enjoyed today's episode, please follow Provisions and Libations wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. I am your host, Robin Bogue. You can learn more about me on my website or my LinkedIn profile, Robin Bogue. I look forward to entertaining you, informing you, and enlightening you with the perfect accommodations for connoisseurs of provisions and libations with an Epicurean flair. But first, let's eat and drink.